Quite a number of organizations got money through the program this year, including KFSK.
Yeah, 8 local nonprofits were awarded a total of $14,000 to fund their projects.
Jess, are you seeing a lot of applications for this program?
Yeah, this year our applications increased significantly. The prior year we had 7 applications, and this year we had 17.
So it's getting a little competitive then.
Yeah, and it was really great to see that a lot of the applicants, they're really filling out the grant applications really well, and so it's nice to see their skills building on doing that process.
And does it make it hard for the board to make the decisions about who gets what? Or?
Oh, it's so difficult every year to go through. Everybody's so deserving, and we want to support every single project that comes across because, well, everyone deserves it. But then we have to make the choice and whittle it down. And so it takes us quite a while to actually choose and come to an agreement on all of them.
The overall fund itself hit a pretty significant milestone this year, Holly, at over $500,000 at this point?
Yeah, just over $500,000. And all of the granting is done off of the interest from the endowment fund.
And you have opportunity to make it even a lot bigger with some matching money from Rasmussen and the Community Foundation?
Yeah, the Rasmussen Foundation and the Alaska Community Foundation have generously offered to match one-to-one donations up to
$85,000. But our first goal is just to hit the $100,000 over the next 4 years.
So $100,000 locally, mm-hmm. And that will be matched?
Matched, okay. Yes. So every single year what we're doing is we're setting fundraising goals, and if we reach them, then the Alaska Community Foundation will match that goal that we set. So.
And that will significantly increase the granting capabilities.
Yeah, are you granting more and more every year because of the interest increasing? Or?
Yes, we have been able to do that.
What stood out about some of the projects that you saw and were awarded money this year, Jess?
Well, one of the applications that came across was PIA, and they are going to be distributing milk out to the community, and we just thought that was a really neat opportunity to help these guys get started. They purchased a commercial refrigerator, and I guess it's pretty big. We haven't been able to see it yet, but they're going to be able to store milk from TU and from Hammers, and then they're going to go out and deliver it around the community. And we just thought that was a really great opportunity.
And of course, Holly's kind of new to this picture too. You started as a part-time person with the organization. Is it just this year?
Yeah, I started, I think, mid-February. So kind of got thrown into the grant cycle, and now we're getting the hang of things, I think.
But the board felt it was at the point where you needed to actually have a staff person, at least part-time.
Yes, you know, a lot goes in behind the scenes here. And there's a lot of paperwork, and Holly has been so instrumental in keeping us organized. And I do believe that is also partly why we had an increase in applications this year, because Holly really helped us get the word out. There's just a lot of work to be done, and we're all volunteers. So it helps if you have a paid person there to keep us on track.
And is it going to be annual one-time granting, or is it just in the spring pretty much? Is that going to stick on that schedule? Or?
Well, you know, we don't have to stick on just a spring schedule. We will have that annual cycle continue to happen, but we can change it up a little bit, and we might see us put out some mini grants other times of the year.
Yeah, and I mean, I think the main thing is just that the Petersburg Community Foundation's goal is to fund community projects, and it's essentially a permanent fund for Petersburg to help groups that have identified areas that our town is needing.
And it's not even that old. It's amazing that it's grown that large so quickly.
Yeah. We formed in 2009, so a lot of people have been contributing, and, you know, and this is just in a permanent endowment for Petersburg, so it's just a great way to be philanthropical. Your money just keeps giving, really.